This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is a short 5-minute segment. We've got a 12-minute segment coming up for that, and then our guests will leave us, and I'll hit all the other news we haven't gotten to yet, some of the breaking news, and some special reports on this live Friday edition. I want to go back to your calls, Clarence, Doug, Mike, Matthew, Cato, and others in the next segment. Going back to Mr. Steele, our guest, working in the CIA, I know in the Middle East, and actual operations with the Army and others, you know the different groups. And earlier you pointed out very succinctly what you think is going on with ISIS. But recapping that and expanding, are they losing control of the situation, or is it just a general Muslim sectarian war they want, a religious war? What is the goal looking at this? Is there a real split with Saudi Arabia, with the U.S. to Iran, or is that all show? Is this cover so Netanyahu can hit Iran and then the U.S. doesn't get blamed? What are the smarter people saying in Washington?
Well, I'm very lucky to have gotten to know many of the smarter people, most of whom don't work for the U.S. government. Let me explore this at three different levels. Number one, Israel's influence in the United States is going to take a sharp downturn. Gareth Porter has an excellent piece out on how Israel has been gaming the Iranian threat for decades. And what I am starting to see, and this last visit by the Prime Minister to Congress may have been the straw that broke the camel's back. There are 6 million Jews in the United States, and the amount of financial and political influence they have is grotesque when you compare that to the larger population of 300 million and more. 6 million, okay? So I think that Israel's ability to manipulate the U.S. government is about to take a sharp downturn, and the lies that Israel, Zionist Israel, not the good Jews of Israel, have been telling are about to take a hit. Number two, Iran is not a threat. It never has been a threat. It is not a threat. It is a long-term strategic player, and one of the most popular slides, graphics on my website is the one that shows the Sunni-Shia split. The United States of America, Dick Cheney, fell prey to Chalabi, who was an Iranian asset, and it was Dick Cheney that created the turmoil in the Middle East. The Shiites of Iraq were under Saddam Hussein's thumb. So we have basically created this opportunity for Iran to reassert itself as a major power. And Turkey is also reasserting itself as a major power.
Sure. Can you ever get rid of Iran and Iraq once they're in?
What's that?
I mean, once you let Iran into a place, how do you ever get them out?
Well, I'm not sure that's our problem. I would like to get us out of the Middle East. Ambassador Mark Palmer wrote an excellent book called Breaking the Real Axis of Evil. And what the American taxpayer has to understand is that in our name, and Bill Bloom's book on Killing Hope and his latest book on American Nemesis is very important. We are best pals with 42 of the 44 dictators on the planet, and most of those dictators are in the Middle East. The United States government, in our name, supports dictators. And part of the thing people don't understand is that the reason NATO is so out of control is because NATO is how the U.S. military-industrial complex sells arms subsidized by the U.S. taxpayers to dictators who are screwing their own publics in order to buy larger palaces. And last but not least, I think it's extraordinarily important to understand that we have been grossly irresponsible. The Department of State under Kerry, under Hillary Clinton, going all the way back to Madeleine Albright, who once described herself as a gerbil on a wheel, which I think is an accurate description of the average U.S. Secretary of State. These people are insane. They're criminally insane, and they're very uninformed, and they're very unethical and hypocritical, and they're not representing the public interest in the Middle East.
Well, I can't disagree with a word he just said. We'll be right back with some phone calls and other big issues and topics that Mr. Steele wants to raise. I'm your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll give you both of Mr. Steele's websites when we return. Stay with us and tell friends and family to tune in. This is really important information we're hearing.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Final segment with our guest. Robert David Steele. The website is phi-beta-iota.net or bigbatusa.org. We have them linked up at Infowars.com, and we are going to send them out on Twitter as well. We are taking your phone calls right now. Callers that aren't from Mr. Steele, I'll get to you after he leaves us. But I wanted to throw one more big question at him. We see the Secretary of Defense before Hagel was basically kicked out, saying the world's more dangerous now than it's ever been. Lord Jacob Rothschild came out yesterday and told members of N.M. Rothschild and others the same thing in a press release. We've got the former Fed Chairman Greenspan saying similar things. What are they trying to warn us of, or do they want to look like they were trying to help if things go south? What do you make of the proxy war in Ukraine? Where is that going? The situation with China. Geopolitically, just give us a brief assessment.
Well, the brief assessment is that they're lying to us. The world is only more dangerous to the 1%. It's not more dangerous to the 99%. The BRICS, and particularly Russia, India, and China, and Iran, and Indonesia, which most people overlook, but Indonesia is easily one of the future superpowers in the 21st century. These countries are all committed to peaceful growth. They can't afford a war, and they don't want a war. And last but not least, it breaks my heart that for less than 5% of what the 1% have under management, the trillions and trillions of dollars in false wealth, I mean, it's obscene that the Cox should be making $3 million an hour in interest on their digital money. For less than 5% of what they have under management, I can give every person on this planet a full-time salary, a house that does not leak, running water, free energy, and an internet connection.
That's right. The studies have been done. They're legion, a literal renaissance, a platform to the stars. Instead, you read all the globalist finance futurists. They're saying humanity's dumb. We're going to merge with machines. Humanity's crap. The elite are going to live forever. I mean, this is really a very sickening Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake type worldview by these inbred crazy people.
Well, not only that, but I frankly consider the people who worry about artificial intelligence as an existential threat to be inherently dishonest. I worry about artificial stupidity. The absolute last thing we want to do is automate the morons that we've got in charge now.
I agree. So that's the danger, is creating automated, autonomous systems that these people are in control of, because then they don't even have generals or colonels or operatives or the people to say no.
That's the best thing about humanity, is it can learn how to say no in the moment. I mean, I love that movie War Games, where the two guys are told to do the trigger, or that submarine movie where Denzel Washington stops the captain from launching a nuclear war on Russia. Now, people don't remember, but in the Cuban Missile Crisis, it was a Soviet submarine commander that refused an order to launch a missile.
That's right. People forget that.
From going to World War III.
Tell that story to folks that don't remember it or don't know about it.
Well, in the Cuban Missile Crisis, first off, the Cuban Missile Crisis was CIA's first attempt to destroy John F. Kennedy. That was never intended. The Bay of Pigs, was CIA's first attempt to destroy Kennedy. In the Cuban Missile Crisis, we ended up doing a blockade, and there are two facts that matter. The first is that unbeknownst to their governments, Kennedy and Khrushchev were in direct private communication, and they both agreed that their worst, biggest problem and the greatest threat to human peace was their respective generals. And second, it was a Soviet submarine commander that refused an order to sink a U.S. Navy vessel enforcing the blockade that kept Cuba from going to World War III.
That's right, and it was General Curtis LeMay that they famously had the part of as Jack T. Ripper in the Stanley Kubrick movie, who wants to start the nuclear war with Plan R. Folks don't know, but that it was later declassified that Curtis LeMay, the head of the Strategic Air Command, wanted to do that.
Yes, and in fact, we have Operation Northwoods, which Jim Bamford has made famous. Look, it is not possible to overstate the lack of integrity at the highest levels of the U.S. government, and particularly at the highest levels of our uniformed services and our senior executive service in the Department of Defense. William Binney has said it best. These people exist to keep the problems going and the money moving. They have a severe lack of integrity, and they are not at all committed to the public interest.
But now they've got nuclear weapons. I mean, you think about all the mistakes dictators and people made, like Hitler starting a war with Russia when he was already losing wars in North Africa. I mean, that's what's scary, is the elite really could start World War III and are moving in that direction. They're very unstable.
Well, I would also draw your attention to the damage being done every day by industry. I mean, Bhopal, for example. I was reading a very, very useful piece in Counterpunch in which we ought to make it illegal for any industrial process to produce any poison for which we do not have a solution. There's a wonderful book by Charles Perrow, who wrote the book Normal Accidents, dealing with high-risk technologies. He's written a more recent book on catastrophes. He points out that there is a tank of chlorine sitting above the superhighway going into New York City in New Jersey, that if you can put a hole in that thing and light it on fire, you will wipe out a good portion of Brooklyn, as well as portions of Manhattan.
And by the way, I mean, I'm no former CIA guy like you, but I know how to read warfare manuals and study warfare. I mean, the stuff, people worried about anarchist cookbook, that thing's a joke. There's nothing in there. But what is important is what real sleeper teams of special forces, like Five Guys per City, could do, dumping chlorine down skyscrapers, blowing up chlorine tanks, stuff like that, which any real terrorists know about. I mean, real terrorists don't sit there and, you know, have 75 IQs and, you know, try to do a truck bomb that the FBI cooks. It's just, if there was real terrorism, folks, we would know about it. And then there you are mentioning things that would kill hundreds of thousands. You don't need a nuke.
Let me give you two bottom lines. First off, there's a book called Dying to Win. The people that we are confronting are not terrorists. They're freedom fighters. And we are invading their homeland. The absolute stupidest thing the U.S. government could do is put ground forces into the Middle East again. We ought to get out of there. We should close down the 44 bases that surround Iran.
But instead, the synthetic ISIS that you pointed out was trained by the CIA, it's been put in to do what? Be then projected on everybody else?
To draw us into war.
Yeah.
It's been put in there to draw us into war so that we can force the American taxpayer to pay for a new military to do a new elective war. This is corruption. This is treason.
Well, I mean, it's so obvious that ISIS works for the West. It's been admitted. That's another thing. Why are the elite getting so reckless? I mean, used to, I've studied, you know, different operations and things. They never seem to be this reckless. Or am I wrong?
I think you're right, Alex. I think what you're seeing is the last spasms of an out-of-control system. I have a guest review coming up of a new book. And, you know, there have been a number of excellent books by Gurr and others on secrecy and the empire and so forth. What you have here is essentially a syphilitic system firing its last round of machine gun bullets.
It is kind of like a syphilitic fever of mental illness. Let's talk to Russell in Vermont. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Pretty crazy doing this interview. It makes you think about how just extreme everything is. It really is.
Yeah, no kidding. My question for your guest was, how does all this, these proxy wars and skirmishes with ISIS conflict with currency values in the world? And when those skirmishes are over and the Iraq comes back on a seat, so to say. How does the value of the dinar affect the value of the dollar? Because,
well, let me go back to Mark Lewis, who wrote a book in the 1980s called Liar's Poker. And that was the first major book by an insider that essentially demonstrated that the entire financial system is rigged. And it's still rigged. I mean, I personally think that not just Greece, but Spain and Portugal and everybody else should tell Goldman Sachs to take a hike. These people, these bankers, the debt that exists today is not actually debt. It's interest. The debt has already been paid off. These people have made their money and more. In fact, they create money that they don't have a right to create, and they charge us interest they don't have a right to collect. This is all fraudulent. What we need to do, and there's a lot of good stuff coming up from Mikkel Bowens and Collaborative Economy and so forth, Richard Wolff I've mentioned before, we need to put workers back in charge of production. We need to eliminate absentee landlords. We need to eliminate private banking. I love Ellen Brown's book on public banking. That's absolutely huge. And the long and the short of it is we need to restore local currencies, and we need to restore value based on people, land, and labor.
By the way, this just in, CNN, feds prepare criminal charges against Senator Bob Menendez for political corruption, basically pushing deals as political donors. They'll have to indict all of them, but you see a purging starting to happen here. Why do you think that's? Why are they going after Hillary for these fake emails and obviously breaks the law, but a bunch of them do it? I'm not defending her. But why are we seeing this season now of political indictments, political destructions? Is that trying to throw the public a bone that some reform's happening?
Well, the left and the right are starting to position themselves for 2016. I mean, I personally think that the absolute best thing that could happen for democracy is Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton, because that makes Angus King and his coalition team an absolute shoo-in.
Yeah, I think that's why deeper groups in the deep state now want to get rid of Jeb and Hillary, because they realize that'll really cause an overthrow of their system. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, I am.
That's what I was going to say earlier before you even got on, was they're going after the dirtiest people right now to try to make the system look clean, because they realize...
I correct you, Alex. They're not going after the dirtiest people. If they were going after the dirtiest people, Epstein would have been hung by now.
Oh, well, I mean, I agree with you. I meant like visible...
This is a token, okay? This poor guy...
Hold on. Do one more segment since you're saying that. I want to hold you over and have you finish up with this next segment. Robert David Shield, in 5 more minutes with us.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hey. Sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing.
So you've got Senator Menendez, who back in 2010 took some flights with one of his donors to Dominican Republic and other areas. In a federal investigation 2 years ago, he agreed to pay back $58,000. So I agree with what Mr. Steele was just saying earlier, that they're going after mid-level nobodies for small corruption. I'm saying some of the worst, nastiest people, though, like Hillary Clinton and Menendez, people that are publicly there with bigger scandals like he has of a sexual nature and other things that have come out. So what they're doing is throwing a few bones to the dog, but it shows how they'll never go after folks for really big issues. Finishing up with your statement on that, and then one final phone call.
Well, no, I believe that the governor of Virginia was taken down because he was small enough to crucify.
Sure, and it's always for some little petty thing, some vitamin company or something. It's just, meanwhile, giant, huge levels of corruption are taking place. I mean, is it a war crime for our government to fund the Free Syrian Army, mainly made up of Al-Qaeda, and have them run around and engage in mass murder, and then turn around 3 years later and say we've got to have war with them now?
I think it's treason for the United States government to be engaged in a war that has not been properly sanctioned by Congress.
Sure. And now we see an acceleration of Congress abdicating its authority, handing it over to the executive. Is that because of blackmail or because they just want plausible deniability?
Look, all of the checks and balances have gone. I mean, I've got a video coming out soon, but I brief a book called The Power and the Ambition. It used to be that Congress executed Article 1 of its responsibilities as a balance of power. But when Newt Gingrich destroyed Speaker Wright, he turned the members into a voting block that is sold to the highest bidder. So congressmen today don't actually read legislation. They vote the way they're told because their vote has been sold by their party. That's what we have to get rid of.
That's right. That's why they laugh and say, we don't read the bills.
We don't read our emails from you either.
Yeah, we just go play golf and, you know.
We make money. Part of the problem that you learn is that Congress has to spend 75% of its time begging for money.
And then when they get caught actually getting the money to be in Congress, they get sent to jail to scare the rest of the herd to play ball. Let's go to one final caller. I'll take the rest after our guest leaves us. Clarence in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Robert David Steele.
Thank you. You're talking to a former optimist who basically a pessimist is a optimist with experience. But I'm just very pessimistic about taking our country back. And I view the ones that are truly in control of our system, our electoral system and everything else, as the crude analogy of the alien facehugger on the human host. Because when you go to try to take that thing off, it's going to kill you. And until it's done its dirty work. And so my thought is to you, what is your thought on if they see that we're starting to take back and truly have a constitutional republic where actually our vote means something, don't you think that they're going to basically say, okay, we've lost control of America, so we're going to release the whatever?
Well, you know, the facehugger wants to lay more Bushes and Clintons in our stomach and then scurry off itself and die. I think if it sees enough people waking up, it may actually go scurry and hide before it lays its eggs. But you've got a good point. That's a great question to end with Mr. Steele.
Look, the bottom line is these people are not completely stupid. And I think it's really, really critical to make the observation that we're offering them an exit strategy. We're offering them a nonviolent truth and reconciliation exit strategy. And if they don't want that, if they want to have – this is not about burning down their mansions. This is about shooting their Lear jets out of the sky, okay? I don't think they understand how many pissed-off veterans are capable of shooting down a Lear jet today. So they have a choice. They can get out of the way and accept an exit strategy that is nonviolent, that does not go after their existing wealth, or not.
Well, it's certainly going down that road. What do you make in 60 seconds of the Russia-Ukraine situation? Who's really behind it? Where's it going?
I think the United States government is behind it because we actually fostered a revolt there. We've substituted a corrupt fascist government for a corrupt communist government. We broke our word to Russia in expanding NATO into Eastern Europe. The bottom line is the United States, as Martin Luther King said long ago, is the single most destabilizing toxic force on the planet.
Wow, powerful interview. Mr. Steele, thank you so much for your time today. It was very enlightening.
God bless America.
Look forward to having you back on as election heats up. There he goes, folks. We're going to come back and talk to Matthew and Mike and Cato and Ray and Andrew and everybody else. I'm going to get through those calls quickly and then a bunch of news we haven't hit yet, including CPS kids ending up in pedophile rings.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
I'll be back this Sunday with my great crew, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, with the original Sunday broadcast. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I've done really good this fall and winter not getting sick, but the mold hit. I mean, I'll be point blank. The vitamins, the minerals, the drinking more water, exercising has really helped me. Living in Austin, that is the capital of bad allergies in the U.S. because so many different topographies and different floral things grow in this region. It is undisputed worst allergies in the world, not just the U.S. Undisputed. I grew up in Dallas and didn't have allergies and thought it was something that hypochondriacs had. When I had friends that didn't want to go out and ride dirt bikes or didn't want to go hiking, they'd say, oh, I'm sneezing too bad, I feel terrible, hay fever. I'd laugh at them. Well, I don't laugh now. Black circles under my eyes when I get allergies and just feeling like I had 20 martinis last night and I didn't have one. I mean, that's what it feels like. I feel like I had 20 vodka martinis last night. Or it's college and I had like 10 shots of tequila or something. I mean, I feel like I've been run over. And almost everybody else I know feels like this. I was talking to my grandmother, you know, who's lived her whole life. 89 years old, she has allergies the last decade. She never had them. And I think it's the GMO, the stuff in the air, a lot of the jet stream that dumps in out of China comes into over Texas. I don't know what it is, but even though I've done mitigating things to try to feel better, I'm a little bit sluggish. That's why you might hear me slur my words, because it is just, I just feel hammered. Sometimes, and, you know, I don't feel so bad till I get on the air, but man, you spend 2, 3, 4 hours really focusing and you got allergies, it wears your brain out. And I didn't mean to go off into some whining, sector there. I was just letting folks know why you hear me coughing and sniffling a little bit here and there, because mold, elm, and things like that do that to me. Separately, though, the answer is drinking more water, more purified water. I would have allergies even worse 4 or 5 years ago before I started drinking more water and, you know, things like that. But it's a point for a larger discussion. Why are allergies and food allergies? Thank God I don't have any of those. Why are so many allergies just exponentially increasing in the population to where EpiPens in public and private schools are ubiquitous now and so many kids carry them in their pockets because they might die if they didn't? Is it just that we're getting more contact with things that hype up our immune system? I never, growing up, and then I'll go to your calls and cover the news, we would do things called wasp fights with ping pong paddles and water guns. We would go into barns and houses and garages, and yellow jackets would get in these little bushes in the neighborhood, and we would run up and stir them up and then sit there and not kill them but have fights with them. And I'd run home with all these stings on me, and my mom would put baking soda on me and say, Alex, stop playing that game. One time my dad was, he was a kid playing a similar game, and they were in a barn, and he was with his friend. His friend had his, you know, head shaved to a burr haircut. They were like 10 years old. It was actually Mike Capps, former CNN top anchor. My dad grew up with him, really nice guy. He's also been a voice of the Rangers and a bunch of other stuff. I don't know why. Mike's called me a few times. I need to call him up. He's a really nice guy. But side issue, he goes up the top of the barn, and the whole thing, a red wasp, sticks on his head. But I had been stung by honeybees and stuff. Let's not exaggerate. 30, 40 times in my life. But one time I got chased by a swarm of partially Africanized bees, because they sent people out there after it happened. It was at my parents' house. And they stung me like 15, 20 times. I had all these stingers in my head and neck. I ran in their house. It was like they followed me in the house. It was like a cartoon where the bzzz, and big, big black swarm of bees. And, man, I swelled up. Almost had to go to the hospital. So I'm digressing. It's just the larger question is, once you get the allergy, because I've been stung by honeybees since then, and I start swelling up again. So it's kind of like, what is it in our environment where we never had allergies that's triggering them now? Because you start getting dominated by these allergies, you start getting really sick of it. But so much of it is in the gut, so I'll just turn this into a plug. Didn't do this on purpose. One thing that's helped me with my allergies is oxy powder. It's a higher level of oxygen, meaning it breaks down. It's almost the level of, so I'm not a scientist, we have videos that explain it, of ozone. And that's just a super high level of oxygen, and it breaks down in the upper and lower intestine, and is dramatic how it scrubs all the garbage off the walls, and it just peacefully, comfortably will then leave the body. That's been my experience. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners, and quite frankly, this is not a sales pitch. I mean, it is, but it's the truth. I don't know how everyone out there doesn't buy this right now, because you want dramatic results. You're going to get it, in my experience. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody isn't. I know people that have gone on it 6, 7 days or backed up, like going to the bathroom once a week. that they call me friends and family, and they go, you know, I spend 5 days, and then also they call me, go, oh my gosh. And then a month later, oh, I go to the bathroom twice a day now. It's all fixed. Thank you so much. This is really amazing. Can you imagine being backed up for a week? A lot of people are. Not me. But this stuff is just unbelievable. It's just oxygen. But time released goes through your stomach into the upper and lower intestine, releases. You take 4 or 5 capsules when you go to bed at night and get ready to rock and roll about 2-3 days later. Some people, it's in one day. If your gut's already in pretty good shape, you're going to see a big result the next day. But if you're kind of moderately messed up like me 2-3 days later, holy Toledo. But, and then after you've done it, then you once a month, every couple months do it, and it'll absolutely, in my experience, change your life. Oxy powder, InfoWarsLife.com. Got a bunch of other specials that are about to expire on a free bottle of Ancient Defense. We've got 30% off Superfuel Vitality. That will end as soon as it sells out. There could be any minute. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Matthew in Alabama. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good, Matthew.
Well, I want to talk about CPAC today. I don't know if you watched it, but it absolutely made my day to see Jeb Bush getting booed before, during, and after his speech. It was fantastic.
I thought he got booed a couple days ago during CPAC. Did he speak again?
It was the same period during CPAC.
Okay, well, I got to be honest with you. I've been following it, but I haven't been watching it. I just read the headlines from, you know, the Ron Paul websites and ours. Are you saying that Jeb Bush got booed again? Have you? I mean, guys, look up Jeb Bush being booed. I should have played that days ago. Did he get booed again?
Before he gave his speech, I think it was like the 27th of February. Multiple people mentioned him before he came on stage, and he got booed several times. Every time his name was up.
And we don't need him. We don't need Hillary. None of these scumbags. Think of the arrogance of the anti-gun, pro-open border slimeball trying to get up there and tell us to accept him again. I mean, no, not Hillary, not Jeb. No, no, no. And Boehner, you can go with him.
What I really wanted to ask you about is if you happen to have seen a speech given by Newt Gingrich in CPAC, that was probably one of the best speeches out of the whole event. And I highly recommend you watch it or get some of your people to watch it because he took several jabs at the Clinton Foundation for accepting money from countries that consistently fund terrorism. He took a slightly veiled jab at the Bush family, I think, for funding Hitler during the Second World War.
Amazing.
It was fantastic, and I recommend you look into it.
All right, Matthew, we'll get on it. I got to tell you this. Upping the rhetoric, saying Obama's becoming a dictator, saying the Bushes are garbage. They've intimidated everybody to not speak up. But what do they do when everybody starts speaking up? You see, they can't stop us. We're reaching that critical mass. There it is on the Boston Globe, conservatives boo Jeb Bush at Maryland gathering. So it wasn't – was that CPAC? Was CPAC in Maryland this year? Scroll down, please. Or just print me the article and I'll look. Just too much information. I'm just overwhelmed. But we'll get on it. I'm sure if it's there, the video is available. And that says February 27th. Yeah, that was another event. I think the caller must have just seen something. But yeah, it's CPAC. And that was last week. All right, thank you. Thought I was in a time warp or something. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right.
I'm the antithesis of an earlier caller who said that they're a pessimist. I am an optimist because I believe in the American people, and I believe in our system of government. Our system of government, if you really understand what it is probably one of the most beautiful creations of government that have ever existed.
That's right. It's designed so that all these agencies and governments fight with each other, and then they can never get together to create a dictator. Yes.
So because once the country became too big, and our founding fathers knew this, our job as citizens in this country is to micromanage our states. It's a manageable segment of the overall
country. That's right. The founding fathers were geniuses among geniuses.
It was true brilliance, and it's really important that people understand that you guys, everybody that hears my voice right now, you hold the key to the solution of this, but you have to stop paying attention to all of this TV stuff. You can tell me who's up for a vote on your next reality TV show, but you can't tell me what politicians are going to be voting next. You can tell me the record of your favorite sports teams, but you can't tell me the voting record of your politicians. We are the reason that the system is the way it is right now. And it is still fixable until they turn around and openly tell the world that that system no longer exists. And it's really important that everybody understand that, because the checkmate to all of this federal encroachment is to reinvigorate our state.
I know. That's why I called for the second American Declaration of Independence a few years ago. It got a lot of circulation. It's a plan to do just that, and I'm glad that you're so positive in your prognosis. I agree. If you want to know where the problem is, look in the mirror, as V says, and we can blame ourselves. That's why George Soros wants us to scapegoat the cops. If we take control of our legislatures and our cities, you won't have bad cops out there getting away with bad stuff. That is a manifestation of us degenerating. So I'm not going to just sit here and scapegoat the cops or scapegoat a race of people. No. We're the problem. We let this happen. Look in the mirror, realize it, and have optimism that if we just stand up and take action, it's over. God bless you, Mike. I want to go to Cato and others, but first let me hit some stories I mentioned. We actually have a newscast clip about this. CPS charges parents with neglect for allowing kids, a 10- and 6-year-old, to walk home from the playground. Neighbor called police after spotting children just a mile away from home. What a good neighbor. Meanwhile, report, children taken away from parents by CPS wind up in sex trafficking trade. And then, I mean, I've had members of the, what was it? It was the Georgia Senate. She was about to expose this, and then they came to her house and killed her and her husband. I mean, and I'm not saying all the CPS are involved. No. But this is where all over the place, at Penn State or in England, it doesn't matter. They get them out of the CPS, out of the foster care system, because no one will then believe them because they're in the system. Now, let's go to the newscast about the children being taken away by CPS winding up in sex trafficking trade.
Protective services that I mentioned a little while ago. In Orange County last year, they had a bust for these traffickers. They got 105 people, victims of trafficking, human trafficking. 65% of those victims were wards of Child Protective Services. Not only were they wards of Child Protective Services, but check this out. They were never reported missing. Child Protective Services.
And that's Buzzsaw, Sean Stone's TV show. It's excellent. And we'll put up on screen the lady of that, the name of that lady who we should get on as a guest, who's the national director and founder of National Safe Child. All over the world, they use the child welfare grid as the spotting and vetting zone to then disappear children. And this has just come out so many times, time and time again. We played this clip yesterday and didn't notice that it was going on. But then listeners called us and pointed it out, and sure enough, Breitbart had it. Whoops, John Ernest refers to President Clinton while explaining Hillary emails. That's because they see Hillary as the president of the Democratic criminal operation, and that she was co-president for 8 years with Billy Boy. And it's such a good thing to see her in so much trouble, and such a good thing to see Jeb Bush being booed and going down in the polls, because we are just sick of all these snot-nosed establishment punks. Let's go to that clip of where the reporter is talking to him and the press secretary calls her President Clinton. Here it is.
So, Josh, if they were held to the same standard, after dozens of questions over 2 days, why can't you just once say Secretary Clinton did not follow that guidance?
Because the guidance that has been given to these individual agencies is to ensure that they are in compliance with the Federal Records Act, which actually indicates that when personal email is used for official government business, it's required for that personal email to be stored, properly maintained, and preserved at the agency. And that, according to President Clinton's team, is exactly what they did.
Sorry, which would...
Years later. You're President Clinton's team. We're going to go to break and come back and take some more calls. I meant to start the show with this today, but I didn't do it. Yesterday I talked about, imagine you're watching the NBA and then there's PSAs with LeBron James, sponsored by Google and Facebook, telling you, men, you don't do enough work, clean up more around the house. As if men inherently are bad or didn't do something, being lectured by the very sports system that turns them into couch potatoes as they live through other men's action in a fake game that doesn't matter for the elite. We covered that yesterday. But now this, eating three meals a day declared racist by Mother Jones. I was getting my son's haircut about a month ago. And they had the police state cover for Mother Jones magazine in there in the haircutting place. And there was my name on the front demonizing me. Because you know I'm for the police state. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. An article featured in the left-leaning, it's not left-leaning, it's just kook level, outlet Mother Jones this week declares the act of eating three meals a day to be racist. See, everything is racist except UN program murdering blacks en masse or aborting 50% of blacks. In a piece titled, Why You Should Stop Eating Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. So they want to change the entire language. They're the people that tell you how to speak. They control reality. And they'll change that reality from time to time, and you'll dutifully follow it, to quote Karl Rove. In a piece entitled, Why You Should Stop Eating Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner, writes Kiera Butler. Please get this person on, folks. Please, I want her. Asserts that strict adherence to mealtimes is not only anti-science, but, quote, racist as well. I mean, I'm actually reading this. When European settlers got to America, they also reported their meal habits. They observed that eating schedule the native tribes was less rigid. The volume and time of their eating varied with the seasons. Oh, gosh. See, it's about making you paralyzed, just afraid you're being racist over everything that's happening in the world. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just mentioning this, and then Paul Watson has put a new video up about it, but I want him to add links under it to the last two articles that I just mentioned so people get it in context. It's part of a larger operation. Eating three meals a day declared racist by Mother Jones. NBA launches feminist campaign to lecture men not doing enough housework. And their new campaign, I don't have time to play because I'll take a few phone calls, Men Are Losers, says new feminist campaign. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. These people are out of their minds. They want women to think that all problems on earth are because of men at their level. Not globalists, not criminals, but just men. The ultimate form of divide and conquer. And so many women you run into, they really are just convinced you're bad and men in period are the problem, and they'll tell you, and then you get right down to it, they're not politically correct, and it's all just something they say to try to sound like they're in the in crowd, and they go, no, I hate it, you're right, it's terrible. Following fads, following the system will get you nowhere. Blame it on hormones. Men are the cause of today's problems. Another article out of Huffington Post. I mean, it's just an onslaught. Men are inherently bad, part of the species. Imagine if you said women were inherently bad. See, these are the race pimps promoting racism in the name of fighting it. So the new thing that's kosher to be racist against is men. It is racism. You're against the race of men. Really, these are just women that want to boss around and dominate other women as their leaders. Really sick. A very Jezebelian time to be alive. And you know when a society goes down the road of Jezebel, the collapse is near. You see women record unemployment, record debt, record unhappiness, and they just dig deeper into feminism, thinking it's going to give them Valhalla. They're like Spanish conquistadors wandering around till they die over thousands of miles of the Southwest looking for the fabled gold temples. And the natives just kept saying, the gold's that way. The gold temples are that way. No, no, not here. Gold over there. Was that Cortez? Cato in Alaska. Well, there is some gold in them here hills. Cato, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good to talk to you. I have a couple points here. One in particular, I'd appreciate it if you let me run a few extra minutes to get all my points out on.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay, yeah, I want to talk about the huge elephant in the room of mankind. It's religion. In my opinion, religion is the poison that is destroying the world.
I agree with you, not true spiritual issues, but what else is religion? Carbon taxes, feminism, racism. There are thousands of things that are religions. People that like race cars. I mean, it's a religion that I tend to almost follow. I understand it. I like to drive them, not watch them. But I get what you're saying, but there's more than just saying Christianity is the problem, because it's not real Christianity. It's a Christianoid fake thing.
Well, Christianity is immoral. It's
let me guess, though. That's what you got your big problem with, though?
It's treason to values, and it dismisses this world in favor of an expected next one, and a lot of people are throwing mankind and the world under the bus for their next world fantasy. And
Well, I do agree that modern, I'm going to hold you over and do some overdrive and take a few other calls. This is important, Andrew and Chris and a few others. But you're right that fake modern, I'm going to be raptured Christianity becomes a cop-out to ever fight tyranny because, oh, the devil did that. I'm not going to warn anybody. I'm going to hide in my church till I get beamed up by Scotty. But that's not real Christianity, brother.
You got to put the God toys away and human it up.
And human it up, huh?
Yeah, put the God toys away and human up.
Who do you think built this planet? You certainly can look around you and tell this was engineered, right?
Well,
You do realize we're made in the image of God. Don't you have a feeling? You've been around a while, been some other places. You kind of pick up on that. That we're made in the image of something really cool.
The Genesis.
Stay with us. I'll take more calls.
sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.